WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Later on the show, Stephen Schiff reviews Robert Altman's new movie about Vincent van Gogh. The Canadian singer-songwriters Kate and Anna McGarrigle have a new album, their first in 7 years. Rock critic Ken Tucker welcomes the return of the McGarrigle sisters. From their album Heartbeats Accelerating, here's Leave Me Be.
Her dress, it was of snowy white, a rose tied to her wrist. The words her daddy preached to her were softened with a kiss. They'll judge you by your company, they cannot see. Choose in life and stay where you belong. Leave me be, I'll make my own friends. Don't tell me who to love, don't tell me who to hate. I will find out on my own. Don't make the road too narrow and straight.
Kate and Anna McGarrigle are playful misanthropes, capable of a uniquely understated sarcasm and fatalism. They possess a detachment that, 13 years ago on a song called First Born, enabled Kate to look down at her newborn baby and sing, "Some of them make it, some of them don't." And as you just heard, the McGarrigles of the 90s haven't exactly become the McGarrilous. They write songs in which they fantasize about telling people to leave them alone.
Love, love, where can you be? Are you out there looking for me? Love, love, where can you be? Love, I am waiting. Heartbeats accelerating. Will you come when all is still? From the river off the hill. Love, love, where can you be?
In a way, it makes good sense for the McGarrigles to release a new album now after all this time. When they put out their first couple of albums in the 70s, they were startling anomalies. In the midst of overwrought LA singer-songwriters and frothing punk rockers, here were two women making an austere sort of folk music that was never fussy or self-pitying or merely pretty. Their own albums didn't sell, but critics raved, they developed a devoted cult, and placed songs with a number of other better-known singers. Linda Ronstadt used their tune Heart Like a Wheel as the title song of one of her most popular albums. Still, the late 70s were organized around radio formats and pop cultural political attitudes that had nothing to do with the McGarrigles' eclectic, personal music. Heard now during an aimless, rootless time in popular music, they seem not just welcome, but inevitable. On this album, the McGarrigles have supplemented their usual acoustic guitar and piano with synthesized sounds and electric guitars. Far from being a sellout, it's an enhancement of their meticulously detailed harmonies and lyrics. In the McGarrigles' music, there's a precision that can be mistaken for primness, a reserve that can be interpreted as cold-blooded, a quietness that can strike the uninitiated as timid. And Heartbeats Accelerating is their most accessible album so far. If you really want their heaviest yet most delicate stuff, you should hunt up the 1977 masterpiece Dancer with Bruised Knees. As it is, this new album contains many typical McGarrigle creations, unsentimental writing about the passion and drama of everyday lives and mundane domestic details. The song called I Eat Dinner, for example, is one of the most achingly beautiful descriptions of loneliness that pop music has produced.
I eat dinner at the kitchen table by the light that switches on.
I eat leftovers with mashed potatoes. No more candlelight, no more romance, no more small talk when the hunger's gone. I eat dinner at the kitchen table and I wash it down with pork. I eat leftovers with mashed potatoes. No more candlelight, no more romance, no more small talk when the hunger stops.
If Emily Dickinson teamed up with Joyce Carol Oates to cut a record, it would probably sound like that, don't you think? It's to literature, I think, that you have to look for precedents for this sort of music. Certainly very few musicians have been as tough-minded and yet as vulnerable as Kate and Anna McGarrigle.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.
Love is a minor chord. Love is a mental chord. Love is a drawn sword. Love is its own reward.
This is Fresh Air.